Good morning, class.
Good morning, Brother Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School's the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. That's God's will and plan for every believer. The scripture says in 1 John, that if you believe on Him and what is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God did not create any losers through the new birth. We are created in His likeness and image, and in the new birth, then we're born again, born from above. God did not ordain that a single one of us be destined to defeat, to lose. We're supposed to win.
Amen.
Hmm? And like 2 Corinthians 2 says, He always causes us to triumph. Now, if you've had some failures, if you've had some defeats, that's sadly not uncommon, but doesn't mean it's the will of God. Doesn't make it the plan of God. The reason that there's so many failures and defeats is because there are so many folks not listening to God. They're not seeking Him. They're not getting His plan. They're not following His plan. You have to seek Him and seek Him first, and you have to believe what He tells you, and you have to obey what He tells you. And when you do, no matter what it takes, He'll cause you to rise to the top. He'll cause you to break through, break out of the restrictions, the hindrances, and you will be victorious and triumphant. So forgetting those things that are behind, right, and reaching forth. Hallelujah. Victory is ours today if we'll follow Him. Father, we're all looking to You, and we believe this, and we ask that You'd quicken us in our inner man. Quicken us in our spirit and our soul and our minds and our bodies. Exactly what You know we need to hear and know and say and do today and in these days and in this season of our life. We do ask for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, we've been on a series for a number of weeks now in Faith School that we're calling Faith for Provision. And like we've mentioned before, faith, when we talk about faith, we're not just talking about faith as an independent principle. We're not talking about faith in faith. We're not just talking about faith in ourself. We're talking about faith in God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Big difference. And that's what Jesus talked about in Mark 11:22. He said, have faith in God. Or the margin says, have the God kind of faith. When you are born again, any person's born again, a measure of the very faith of God is part of that new creation. And that's an amazing thing because God created the heavens and the earth and everything there is with His faith.
Yes.
He created stars and galaxies and gravity and plants and animals and us. He spoke them into existence according to the Word of God. He commanded and it was done. He said, light be, and light was. Whew. Well, He took a measure of that and put it in you when you're born again.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And put it in me. And all of us have a measure of the God kind of faith. Now, many people do nothing with it, and so it doesn't develop. It has to be fed, it has to be nourished, and it has to be exercised or used to develop. And that's why we start off the class by saying, my spirit's being fed. Because faith is of the inner man. Faith is of the heart. And my faith is growing stronger. Well, see, we're talking about development. What do we do in faith school? Well, we feed our faith. And not just anything will feed your faith. There's some things you listen to. If you buy into it, it'll rob you of your faith. Amen. Take faith out of you. Amen. Put fear into you. You don't want to do that. But faith school exists to have the anointed Word of God, the Word of God, the written Word of God spoken and anointed, the Spirit of God speaking that's always going to be in line with the written Word of God. And then oftentimes we'll exercise faith by saying things, by releasing our faith, believing we receive it, laying hold of it, saying it. But then it doesn't end there. After class, you'll be tested on this material. Whether you want to or not. Just in life, you will encounter situations and the enemy will try to shake you, try to put fear in you, shock you, get you into panic, depression, hopelessness, and that's when it's time to remember what you heard, yeah. Right? And maybe even remember some things you said back months ago or years ago in a class or at a time or whatever, and you rise up and you resist the enemy, and he'll leave you. He'll flee from you and speak words that God can perform in your life. Speak words that the Holy Spirit can work with. Speak words that holy angels can work with and confirm. And the Scripture calls Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession. He works with what we say. It began when you confessed Jesus as Lord of your life. Hallelujah. With your mouth. And you confess Jesus as Lord. You confess God has raised him from the dead. Perhaps the greatest miracle you will ever believe for happened. You were born again. And that is not a healing. That is not a restoration. That is not God fixing something that was broken. It is a re-creation, a new creation. All things are passed away and all things have become new. Well, everything wasn't new on the outside. So what's he talking about? On the inside. On the inside. Everybody confess it out loud and say, I am. A new creation. Born of God. An overcomer. In life. In this world. Hallelujah. Yeah, you are. Well, one of the things that we need to have faith for and overcome is a challenge of lack or need. If you live very long in this world, you'll encounter situations where you need something. And if you don't know what to do, then you will experience lack. Fear is like a magnet to lack. And other things too. You know, that's what Job said. The thing I greatly feared has come on me. And so if you're afraid, you're going to run out. If you don't get that fixed, you will run out. There will be times and places in your life where you do. How do you fix fear? You replace it with faith. You feed your faith. And your faith will grow until it pushes the fear out. It displaces fear. Now, that won't happen just with wishful thinking. And you got to watch about what you feed on. You know, a lot of, secular news programs and this kind of thing, if you notice, their primary focus is bad news. And a lot of the bad news includes forecasting more bad news. Well, it's okay to watch the news and see what's going on. But you don't just need to sit there for hours and let it loop. Is that right?
Yes.
And meditate on lack. This bad is happening, that bad is happening, there's lack here, there's shortage here, there's lack here. You're feeding fear. And when you feed it, and you talk it, and you listen to it, and you talk it, it's going to grow to the point where you are expecting lack. Whether you realize you are or not, that's what you're doing. You're expecting lack. When you went in the hole, or you lost, or you didn't have something, you came up short, you're not even surprised. Can you see this? If you're not surprised that you wound up in lack, then you were expecting it. Can you see that? That's fear. And we need to get our minds renewed, because most of us grew up in that, and that's what we've known up to a certain point. But if you get your mind renewed, you don't expect lack. You expect abundance, right? And any indication of lack is an alarm to you. You go, hold on, No, this is not normal for me, right? I got to find out what adjustments I need to make, because my God supplies all my needs, right? But see, most of the world and most church-going people do not think that way. They don't think that way. And so we got to get our mind renewed. That's why we're spending the time going through 30 reasons in the Scripture why we are sure abundant provisions always God's will for us all. Said out loud, abundant provision,
abundant provision is
always God's will for us all. Say it again,
abundant provision
is always God's will
for me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, turn with me, if you would, to the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Like I said, we began a number of weeks ago talking about this, giving reason by reason why we're sure abundant provisions, God's will for us all. Starting with number one, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not lack. And we camped on that. And then one by one, we have gone through reasons until we're up today to number 16 in our study. Now, if you haven't been with us, you missed a lot of good material.
Yes.
I say, like my grandma used to say, you know, back in the day, she didn't have a microwave and everything was start from scratch. And you pull out the big cast iron skillet and the big pot and you start with some flour, and she'd cook, you know, half a day at a time. And I'd see her over the pot. She'd go, that is good if I did make it myself. Well, some of these things we've just been over, it's good teaching and preaching. If I did preach it myself, the Lord heard our prayer and helped us. The reason I'm saying, it's available to you. All you got to do is go to faithschool.org, and there are hundreds of faith lessons there just waiting on you. So we also have multiple languages. You can check that out. No charge, no cost to you at all. And you can go back and start with reason number one in our study on this and catch up with us up now to number 16. Number 16 in our study is the promised land. We are convinced abundant provision is always God's will for us all because of the promised land. In Deuteronomy 8, you'll see some things about the promised land. Numerous places in scriptures, the Lord told his people that he had found a place for them when he brought them, you know, out of Egyptian bondage. He was taking them to this place called the Promised Land, also called Canaan Land, also called the Good Land. It's also called a delight, the pleasant land. It's numerous times called the land that flows with milk and honey. Does that sound like lack?
No.
Because it's not. It's not. And the scripture tells us, you know, the promised land is referred to in the New Testament as being a type of things that we have in Christ, in redemption. And you'll notice in Deuteronomy 8, he talks about in verse 6, it said, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord your God brings you into a good land. Everybody say a good land.
A good land.
Well, where's the Lord taking you?
A good
land. Huh? Has he changed?
No.
Huh? Does he have a good plan?
Yes.
You know, like the prophet said, I know the thoughts that I have about you. Good thoughts, a good plan to give you an expected end, a good future. The Lord's bringing you into a good land. A land of brooks, of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of the valleys and hills. A land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates. A land of oil, olive and honey. A land wherein you shall eat bread without scarceness. Don't you like that?
Yes.
Without scarceness. You shall not lack anything in it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is that a good plan?
Yes.
A good plan.
Yes.
A good land.
Yes.
That's what God used to want for his people. When did he change? Huh? According to the word, he doesn't change. He said, Malachi, I am the Lord. I change not. For him to change would imply he needed improvement. Or some kind of adjustment. Mm-mm. Nope. The way he was is the way he is the way he will always be.
Amen.
And he wanted a good, rich place for his people to live where there was no scarceness and no lack of any good thing in it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you read the other scriptures, he talks about that they would have, their days would be multiplied, and everything they had, their flocks would be multiplied, their silver and gold would be multiplied, and their days would be multiplied like the days of heaven on the earth. Not heaven, but a taste of heaven. Huh? A taste of the goodness of God in the land of the living. That's the will of God.
Yes.
I mean, men can get their goofy ideas and write their books and all this stuff, but this will never change.
Amen.
And God will never change.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
And you want to make up your mind that you have a good God.
Yes.
And he's got a good plan.
Yes.
And he's got good things prepared for you.
Yes.
To bring you into if you'll follow his plan.
Yes.
Sadly, millions will not follow his plan. They make their own plans and then try to get him to bless them. That's a mistake. Go to him, get the plan from him. It comes pre-blessed. If you get the plan from him, it's already blessed. You don't have to plead with him, Lord, please support your plan. It was his idea. He's going to support his idea. Now, we're laughing, but I'm telling you, there are pastors and leaders of churches. They make their plans and they do their programs and they never ask the Lord what he wants for their church. And there are believers all over the world. They make their plans. They decide what they want to focus on in school and their major and their this and that. And they have a career trajectory. And they never ask the Lord what he wants for them. And your own plan will be riddled with problems.
Yes.
I said it'll be riddled with problems. And your own plan, apart from his plan, will never be truly successful. It will never be truly heart satisfying. And you're not going to get God to forsake his plan and hook up with you on your plan. That's just not going to happen.
Amen.
He wouldn't do that to you. That's hurting you.
Yes.
His plan's better.
Yes.
I said, His plan's better, but His plan will require faith. It'll require you taking steps of obedience into areas that you don't know about, that you don't understand, that you many times are not comfortable with. Huh? Walking by faith can be rough on your flesh at times. It really can. It really can. Oh, but it pays off. Oh, later on, once you take the step and you do it, you find out, oh, this was the thing I always wanted. I just didn't have enough sense to know it. This is it. This is it. It's called walking by faith. It's called trusting God. Everybody said out loud, Father God, I trust you.
I trust your plan
for my life.
Forgive me
for not seeking you
or for ignoring you
at any point
in my life thus far.
I do,
by faith,
ask you
for your plan.
What it is
you have already chosen
for me to be
and do,
where I should go,
who I should be involved with,
what I should be involved with.
I submit myself to you
and to your plan,
your perfect plan,
your will,
your goodwill
for me
in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you meant that from your heart, He heard that. And the scripture says, if whatever
we pray anything according to His will, He hears us,
then He grants that petition.
Yes.
So you don't have to wonder whether He is going to respond to that prayer. He will. Now, He won't make you follow the plan, but He will reveal it to you. And He won't reveal the whole plan for the rest of your life. He won't say, here, sit down with your calendar. I'm going to map you out for the next 50. Because then, you know, you think you might not have to pray. You get up in the morning, just look at your calendar. And You're always going to have to walk by faith. And that means He'll lead you a step at a time. And that's okay. It shows trust. Shows reliance. And some things, if He showed you, you know, what He has planned for you 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now, you'd just faint and fall off your chair. You'd think, oh, God. That's one reason He doesn't show you, because He needs to get you built up between now and then so you can hear it, so you can see it, so you can believe it. And but it starts right now, right here today. It can be something as simple as, you know, believing in faith for an extra amount of money, or believing with somebody, with yourself or with somebody for a healing, or any of these kind of things. These are not small things, because what you learn how to use your faith with in any area, that faith will work the same way no matter how big the thing gets. It's the same principle. It's the same kind of faith. Feeding your faith, letting it grow. Well, He kept telling them, and of course these words were designed to put faith in them, that He had a wonderful, good land prepared for them, the promised land, the land that flows with milk and honey. And just to remind you, He said, verse 9, it is a land where you will eat bread without scarceness. And you will not lack anything in it. Said out loud, no scarceness.
No scarceness.
Is this the will of God?
Yes.
Said out loud, no scarceness.
No scarceness.
No lack.
No lack.
Of anything.
Of anything.
Was God's will.
Was God's will.
Is God's will.
Is God's will.
Will always be God's will.
Will always be God's will.
For us all.
For us all.
And for me.
And for me.
If you're not experiencing this, then you want to check up. First of all, it's not God's fault. He doesn't fail. He's not letting you down. you want to, if you're still debating whether or not it's His will for you to have abundance, well, see, that's the problem right there.
Yes.
You can't have faith. And the Bible says if you're wavering, don't let that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. You got to get this settled, which is why we're giving you 30 reasons.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Boom, 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 boom. At some point, you should throw up your hands and go, okay, okay, I believe it. I'm convinced. Why? Because it's not just my thoughts. It's the Word of God.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The promised land is a real thing.
Yes.
And He talked about it multiple, multiple times. So no scarceness, no lack. And like we said, you got to be convinced of that. But then after that, what we've already referred to, you got to take the path He has for you, not just doing your own thing and trying to get Him to bless it. Now, this is a word from the Lord today. Can you hear this?
Yes.
So we've already prayed, but you got to be willing if the Lord shows you, no, I didn't call you to do that. No, I didn't put you there. I didn't tell you to do that. You need to be ready to repent.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
And say, okay, Lord, show me. Show me. And I, you know, I like to say what the Master said, I delight to do your will, O God. And you say that by faith.
Yes.
So go ahead, say that too. Say, Lord,
I delight
to do your will.
To do your will.
O my God.
Oh my God.
I trust you.
I rely on you.
Thank you
for ordering my steps,
directing my paths. My path, the path you've chosen for me,
is growing brighter
day after day,
brighter and brighter,
until the full noon sun,
the brightness of your light
shining on my life.
Thank you, my Lord,
for guiding me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, our time's up again today. Let's say it like we do sometimes. I live by faith. I walk by faith. I overcome this world by faith. I am strong in faith, giving glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about these prayers we've prayed today. Adjustments are already being made. And when you make an adjustment on your heading and direction, that means you wind up in a completely different place than you would have. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, come back and see us next time here in Faith School.
I've got the victory living inside.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390